And welcome back inside Savannah High School. You're listening to the 2024 Savannah Invitational coverage here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps, everyone. Earlier today, the girls took home third place against a tough matchup against Lincoln Prep, winning in convincing fashion. But here, a little bit later of a start than I thought, the game against Raytown South and South Harrison before this took a little bit longer to get over, but Maryville, the boys' Spoofhounds basketball team, takes on Smithville here in the consolation side of the boys bracket here in the auxiliary gym at Savannah High School. Again, I'm Jackson Phelps. Everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be right back for tip-off and starting lineups. You're listening to the Savannah Invitational and Maryville boys basketball here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. And from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years, Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. Support also comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle has provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And from local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is at unitedfiber.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil has served the community for 95 years and continues to be a local source for refined fuels, propane, feed, tire services, grain merchandising, and agronomy services. More at consumersoilmaryville.com. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
You're listening to Spoofhound Football with Matt Tritton and Philip Porin.
And welcome back inside Savannah High School. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps. Thank you for everyone for tuning in. For boys, Spoofhound basketball coverage here to continue the Savannah Invitational consolation game between the Smithville Warriors. Again, you are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network on the Bearcat Public Media app. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Earlier, the Spoofhound girls team got the job done against Lincoln Prep in convincing fashion. Game before this, Raytown South and South Harrison took a little bit of time to get over with, but we have finally reached the nightcap with the boys' Spoofhound team taking on the Smithville Warriors from Smithville, Missouri, just outside of North Kansas City, if you are a geographical nerd. But great game set for both of these squads in the consolation game. Maryville, tough start to start out the tournament, but got the job done yesterday against Hogan Prep, and here today hoping to get their second win on the season and get out of the Savannah tournament with a 2-1 record. But we are ready to announce starting lineups for both of these squads. For Maryville, number 10, Matthew Walter. Number 4, Miles Pointer. Number 0, Lucas Viertaler. Number 3, Colson Freeman. And number 1, Jackson Dredge. That is going to be Maryville's starting lineup. Still waiting for the PA announcer to announce Smithville's starting lineup. But both these squads coming in very evenly matched on the forefront. You got big guards And you got a big front down low with Miles Pointer. But in last 2 days ago's game, Matthew Walter shined, showing why he's one of the better teams in the conference. Jackson Dredge also had himself a game, proving why both those players are some of the best in the conference. But Smith will also bring some firepower here into Savannah as well. Both these teams cannot underlook them, and they are some of the toughest teams here around the area to play against. For Smithville, starting at number 2, Braden Turner, number 21, A.J. Mason, number 43, Tanner Billings, and number 35, Jeremiah Blokmer. Getting ready for the tip-off here in Savannah to tip off the boys' basketball game. And the other starter for Smithville, number 24, Aiden Larson. So both teams' starting lineups have been announced. And here in the consolation game, the nightcap here at Savannah, Maryville boys basketball soon to tip off. Whistle blows. And the tip-off is set, and it'll go out of bounds. No, it'll go over to Smithville. Just got it before it got out of bounds. But nonetheless, Braden Turner is going to start with the ball. Turner at the top of the key. Ends it off to Larson, over to A.J. Mason. Back over to Turner. Down low to Billings. Billings blocked away by Miles Pointer. In the exact defensive possession you want if you are Maryville to start this game. Mason to inbound the ball for the Warriors. Mason up to Braden Turner. Turner on the left block. Over to A.J. Mason. Mason fakes the three behind the back. Spins. Good defense picked up there by Matthew Walter. Walter at the top of the key guarding A.J. Mason. Mason takes it up to the top looking for something down low. Mason gets the screen. Goes left. Good pick up by Viertaler. Warriors struggling to get something started here on the offensive side. And ball swatted away by Miles Pointer once again. And Maryville has been bringing the front here on the defense to start the game. And down to A.J. Mason. Dumps it down low. And a foul is going to be called against Miles Pointer as he goes over the top on Tanner Billings. It'll be Smithville basketball once again. Mason inbounds it up to Braden Turner at the top. Back to Mason. He puts up a three off the left iron. No good. Ball tipped around. Ball inbounded by Viertaler. Viertaler up to Walter. Walter sprinting down the court. Euro steps down low and Matthew Walter scores it. First points of the day for the Spoofhounds, and it's Matthew Walter who gets that done. Warriors coming down the floor. Over to Mason at the top. Over to Blokmer. Blokmer passes it up. Gets back to Blokmer. Good defense by Freeman. Can't go anywhere with it. Mason going along the baseline. Puts it up. No good. Rebounded Turner, and he puts it in for the Warriors. Tied at 2, Dredge with the ball for the Spoofhounds. Ends it off to Viertaler on the left side. Viertaler moving down low, up to Freeman. Swings it around to Dredge, back up to Walter. Walter swings it up to Viertaler for 3. No good off the back iron, rebounded by Mason. Mason looking for something down low in transition. He's going to find Blokmer for 3, you bet! Jeremiah Blokmer for 3, and the Warriors take a 5-2 lead here in the first. Pointer up to Viertaler. Viertaler. And a travel is going to be called against Viertaler, going back to the Warriors. Mason to start the ball with the Warriors bringing the pass half. Crosses over left on Walter. It'll go out of bounds off of Matthew Walter. It'll stay with the Warriors. Mason inbound the ball for the Warriors. Trying to find something. Up, tipped around by Viertaler. It's going to go out of bounds off of Viertaler, staying with the Warriors. Maryville, super aggressive here on the defensive side of the ball. Even though no turnovers really have been forced, keeping Smithville out of offensive contention here to start the game. Inbound up to Aiden Larson. Over to Mason. Swings it to Blokemer for another three. Back to back for Blokemer. Two threes and the Warriors take an 8-2 lead. Over to Dredge. Dredge back up to Walter. Walter move along the baseline. Stops. Down low to Poynter. Poynter puts up a tough two and it goes for Miles Poynter. 8-4. Warriors lead it. Blomker over to Larson on the left side. Trying to find something down low. Passes it. Tries to save it, and it goes out of bounds. Going back to the Spoofhounds as a long pass from Larson. Tried to find Billings down low. Walter gets a down screen. It's going to be a foul against the Warriors. Going to be a push. Stay Spoofhound basketball on the inbound. Inbounds it up to Walter on the left wing. Walter spins down low, moves along the baseline, stolen away by the Warriors. Braden Turner bringing it down. Mason fakes the three. He's going to go all the way over cross court to Blomker. Blomker moves along the free throw line. Mason controlling the perimeter here for the Warriors. He's going to move inside, puts up a nice floater shot. It goes for A.J. Mason. Warriors. Three straight scoring possessions. 10-4, Warriors lead. Walter over to Viertaler in the left wing. Moves along the baseline on Billings. Viertaler trapped. He finds Walter in the corner for three. Rims out. Rebounded by Larson and the Warriors coming down the court. Back to Blomker. Blomker for three. Why not? Blomker with another three, and the Warriors take a 13-4 commanding first quarter lead with 4:23 to play. And what a start for the Warriors. Spoofhound's got a little bit of work to do if they want to keep up with Blomker and these threes on the perimeter side, but they're taking the timeout. We'll take one with them. You're listening to Boys Spoofhound Basketball here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Welcome back into Savannah High School off the timeout in the Blomker three for the Warriors. They lead it 13-4 here early on against the Spoofhounds. It'll be Spoofhound basketball out of the timeout. It'll be Matthew Walter bringing it up the court. No new check-ins yet for the Spoofhounds. Big trap defense coming up front from the Warriors. Cross court to Viertaler. Viertaler trying to find something open. Walter moves inside back to Viertaler on the left block. He puts up a three. No good. Rebounded by A.J. Mason. Mason bringing the ball down the court. He finds Braden Turner in the corner for three. Warriors are hot behind the arch. Braden Turner for three, and the Warriors lead it now 16-4. Matthew Walter down the dredge on the left block. Double teamed quickly over to Walter. Back to Viertaler. Viertaler for three. You bet! Lucas Viertaler answers right back with a three of his own, and the Spoofhounds are working now 16-7. Mason bringing the ball past half court. Mason stops. Spoofhounds pick up on it. Mason. A.J. Mason moves right over to Larson on the right block. Gets a screen from Turner, moves right off of it, down to the free throw line. Viertaler finds a cutting Turner, cutter, and blocked by Poynter at the basket. Dredge bringing the ball past half court for the Spoofhounds, trying to keep working. Matthew Walter, Viertaler on the left wing, back to Walter at the top. Fires it over to Freeman. Freeman for three. No good off the left iron. Rebounded by Viertaler. Ball topped away. Matthew Walter with it. Walter. Over to Freeman. Freeman fakes the three. He goes right off of it. Over to Dredge. Dredge goes left. Puts a shoulder down. Puts up a hook shot. No good. And rims out, and it'll be a foul against the Warriors. Stain Spoofhound ball on the baseline. 16-7. Warriors lead it here in the first against the boys basketball team. 2:48 to play in the first. Coming in for the Spoofhounds is Luke Allen. Checking out is Miles Poynter. Walter to inbound it. Birtaler moves left. Birtaler puts a shoulder in. Shot goes up, but a foul's called, and Birtaler will go to the line for two shots. First shot is no good. Birtaler at the line. And another whistle is blown. Don't know what's going on. And they'll go back to the Hounds. They did not let Birtaler shoot his last free throw. I had no idea what just happened, but nonetheless, Warriors basketball. A.J. Mason on the left block. Tries to find someone cutting down low. Mason. Off the hands of Luke Allen. Never mind, it'll go off the hands of Grant Redline. And it goes back to the Spoof Hounds. Walter bringing it down the court. He'll go right. He'll move right along the baseline. Matthew Walter steps back. Fires it over to Birtaler for three. Yes! From Lucas Birtaler behind the arch. And another three from Birtaler. And the Spoof Hounds are within two possessions. 16-10. Warriors lead it here on a timeout. We'll take a quick one with them. You are listening to Boys Spoof Hound basketball coverage here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Birtaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoof Hound Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Welcome back inside Savannah High School, coming out of the timeout. It'll be 16-10 in the first quarter. Warriors lead it with 2:20 left to play. I'm Jackson Phelps. You're listening to Boys Spoof Hound basketball coverage on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app. A.J. Mason bringing it down the floor for the Warriors. Over to Mason. And a foul is going to be called against Spoof Hounds. It'll be going up against Luke Allen. Currently out for the Spoof Hounds, Jackson Dredge, Lucas Birtaler, Matthew Walter, Kyler Skidmore, and Luke Allen. Inbound, and it goes to no one, but it's picked up by Redline. Redline over to Mason. Mason bringing it around the court. Around the perimeter, good defense by Walter, keeping up with him. A.J. Mason, under 2 minutes to play here. Mason fires over to Blomker. Over to Mason. Mason swings, goes left along the baseline. A lot of contact, and a foul is going to be called. And a blocking foul against the Spoof Hounds. It'll be picked up by Matthew Walter. Going to the line for two shots, A.J. Mason. First shot is good from A.J. Mason, making it 17-10. Warriors. Mason's second shot is good. 2 for 2 from A.J. Mason at the line. 18-10, Smithville lead. Checking in for the Spoof Hounds, number 2, Carson Hagman. Up to Walter on the left block. Crosses over. He's going to spin along the baseline, trying to find someone along the perimeter. Walter spins again. Mason picking up on great defense. Over to Carson Hagman. Hagman double-teamed quickly in the corner. Down to Luke Allen, down low. Luke Allen puts a shoulder in. No good. Rims out. And a foul is going to be picked up on the Spoof Hounds. still kind of deciding what's going on. It'll be Warrior basketball on the Spoofhound foul. A.J. Mason bringing it down the court for the Warriors. Finds a cutting red line. Red line puts up a nice shot from the elbow, and it goes down for the Warriors. 20-10, a 10-point lead for Smithville. Down low to Walter. Foul called against the Warriors on a blocking foul as Walter was driving towards the goal. It'll stay Spoofhound basketball along the baseline. Spoofhound's down 10 here with a minute 7 left to play in the first. Got to get something going if you are the Spoofhounds. Hegman to inbound it. Hegman down low to Viertaler. Viertaler blocked away and a foul called against the Warriors, and that'll send Viertaler to the line for two shots. Viertaler's first shot, no good, just rims around. Viertaler on his second shot is good. 20-11, Spoofhounds lead it. Colson Freeman back into the game. And it'll be Warrior basketball off the timeout. Ball inbounded. Up to Ethan Williams, and it's going to be a foul against the Spoofhounds now. A lot of sloppy possessions going offensively for both these teams. Going up to the line is Cooper Williams, the senior. First shot is no good. Second shot is good, making the score 22-11. Dredge with under a minute to play. Dredge trying to find someone on the corners. Dredge spins left on the top of the perimeter, trying to find Freeman cutting. Up to Skidmore, and a foul is going to be called against Smithville there. My apologies, it'll be called against Maryville. It's looking like an illegal screen down low. It'll be inbounded Smithville. Player need to tie the shoe. They let him tie it. It'll be back in. Fires it down the court to Blomker. Blomker bringing it down the floor for the Hounds. Up to Williams for three. No good. Rebounded by the Warriors. Up to Redline. Gets a screen from Loper. Redline. Up to Loper at the top. Back up to Williams. Williams drives down low. Picked up by Allen. And a foul is going to be called up against Luke Allen as he shoved him to the ground. Miles Pointer checking into the game for Luke Allen. It'll be on the second shot. But that will send Cooper Williams back to the line for two shots. First shot no good from Williams. Score is still 21-11. Miles Pointer into the game for the Hounds. Second shot good from Williams. Dredge with the ball, bringing it down for the Spoofhounds. Dredge Crosses over left, loses the ball. Swatted away, stolen away by the Warriors. Williams inside, no good. Rebounded by the Warriors, no good. Puts up a shot, another rebound for the Warriors on the offensive side. Ball tipped around on the ground, picked up by Miles Pointer. Dredge up to Freeman. Lots of sloppiness going on, trying to get the ball down court. Down low to Pointer. Pointer up to Freeman. And a foul called against the Smithville Warriors there. Lots of going on here, lots of action. Hard to kind of pick up what is going on, but that'll send Miles Pointer to the line for two shots. Pointer's first free throw is good. 22-12, Maryville trails. Checking back into the game, Matthew Walter and Lucas Viertaler. Second free throw, no good. Picked up by the Hounds, and at the buzzer, shot will not go. And Maryville trails 22-12 here to start the first quarter. Head coach Matt Stockline getting ready to talk to the boys here on the timeout. We're going to take one with them. End of the first quarter, Maryville trails 22-12, but don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more coverage of the 2024 Savannah Invitational here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com or at 660-562-2424.
And back inside Savannah High School coming out of the timeout. It'll be the second period. We are going to start 22-12. Smithville leads it. It'll be Spoofhound basketball. Matthew Walter to inbound it up to Jackson Dredge. Dredge goes left, double teams quickly by the Warriors, up to Walter on the left block. Walter up to Freeman, ends it down to Dredge. Dredge, a lot of contact up, going up for the shot. And that'll send Jackson Dredge to the line for two shots. An aggressive approach by the Spoofhounds and Coach Matt Stockline. Tell them to get after it and go towards the goal, and that works out in their favor as Dredge hopes to inch closer at the Smithville lead. Dredge first free throw is good, 22-13. Smithville leads. Dredge second free throw is good and goes 2-for-2 at the line. 22-14, Smithville leads it. A.J. Mason over to Braden Turner on the right block. Turner fires over to Mason. Mason stops. Up to Bennings, up to Turner at the top of the key for three. Off the back iron, no good. Rebounded by Mason, but it'll go out of bounds and it'll go back to the Spoofhounds. Walter with the ball, bringing it past half court. Viertaler on the left block. Viertaler spins, stops. To Walter on the left wing. Walter moves down the baseline. No good. Off of Smithville. And it'll stay Spoofhound basketball. Viertaler gets the inbound. Walter on the left wing. Walter goes down low. A lot of contact at the line. Will not get the basket to fall. It'll be rebounded there by Billings. And here comes Smithville down the floor. A.J. Mason. The Billings fires over to Blomker. Down low. Shot up. No good. Rebounded by Viertaler. Dredge. Goes right. Fires it over to Viertaler. Viertaler goes down low. Dredge puts up a shot. It's good from Jackson Dredge. Maryville creeping back up here. 22-16 is now your score. Two possession game. A.J. Mason with the ball for the Warriors. Good defense by Walter. Mason steps foot. And it's good. A.J. Mason gets a clutch basket for Smithville. 24-16. Dredge loses handle of the ball up to Poynter. Poynter. Up to Colson Freeman at the top of the key. Freeman. Viertaler's going to put up a three. No good off the back iron. Rebounded by Dredge. Dredge trying to get the ball out. It's going to be a jump ball. It'll remain Spoofhound basketball via the possession arrow. 6:02 here left in the second. Rebound to the Poynter. Viertaler. Over to Freeman. He's open in the corner for three. Off the left iron, a little short. Rebounded by the Warriors. Redline bringing it down the floor. Three-pointer from Smithville. No good. Rebounded by Freeman. Colson Freeman fires it down to Matthew Walter on the left block. Walter up to Poynter. Poynter. Down low to Dredge. Dredge backing down. Poynter puts up a nice two-foot hook shot, and it goes in from Miles Poynter. 24-18. Mast over to Redline. Redline on the left wing. Mason stolen away by Walter. Walter goes to the basket for two. Yes! Good steal and score from Matthew Walter. 24-20. Warriors lead it. Brayden Turner. Good defense by Viertaler. Brayden Turner puts up a tough shot. No good. Off the hands of the Warriors and going back to the Spoofhounds. 5:06 in the second. 24-20 Smithville leads. It'll stay with Maryville. Viertaler to inbound it. Good defense on the inbound. Viertaler. Matthew Walter now with the ball. Trying to get it past half court, and he does. Good press defense there by the Warriors on the inbound. Walter goes right. Gets a screen from Viertaler. He'll take it. Walter up to Dredge in the corner. Dredge spinning. Finds Poynter on the left block. Poynter spins. Over to Viertaler for three. No, just short. Rebounded by Billings and the Warriors. And here comes A.J. Mason with the ball. 4:34 left in the second. Mason goes down. Spins. Puts up a nice shot. Good from A.J. Mason. 26-20. Now Smithville leads. Matthew Walter with the ball here for the Hounds. Walters crosses over left. Up to Colson Freeman on the left wing. Ends it around to Viertaler. Back to Walter on the left wing. Gets a screen from Viertaler. Goes along the baseline. Matthew Walter, a lot of contact, and he finishes at the goal. 26-22. Matthew Walter gets the bucket for the Spoofhounds. A.J. Mason to Braden Turner on the left block. Fires it down low. Off the goal, and it'll go back to the Spoofhounds. Spoofhound basketball only down four with 3:52 here in the second quarter. Walter with the ball. Walter crosses over, gets a screen from Viertaler. An illegal screen called on that Viertaler screen. Looks like he got his leg too involved. It'll go back to the Warriors. It'll be Warrior basketball. A.J. Mason with it. Mason trying to get a screen here. A.J. Mason moving with it. Crossover left, steps back. Tough shot going up, no good. Tipped around, rebounded by Freeman, and a foul called against A.J. Mason. It'll be Spoofound basketball off the foul. 3:26 to play here in the second. Fires it down to Pointer. Pointer and a blocking and a travel called against Miles Pointer going back to the Warriors. Inbounded up to Redline. Redline gets a screen down low. Ball swatted away. Can't get it. Braden Turner in the left wing. Goes along the baseline. Braden Turner up to Williams. Williams stops. Puts up a turnaround jumper. Good. Cooper Williams, a turnaround jumper. Gets two more points for the Warriors. They lead at 28-22. And here comes Dredge along. Crosses over left. Stops. Up to Viratoller. Viratoller for three. Good! From Lucas Viratoller for three in 28-25. Now a three-point lead for the Warriors. A.J. Mason over to Turner in the corner for three. They answer right back. Braden Turner for three for the Warriors. 31-25 with 2:35 to play. Dredge puts a shot up, no good. Rebounded by the Warriors. Mason fires it down low to Cooper Williams. Williams goes down low. Williams, another jump shot. No good. Rebounded by Colson Freeman. Tipped around. Pointer gets it. And a travel called on Miles. Pointer going down for the ball. It'll stay with the Warriors. Inbounding. It'll be Smithville basketball off the travel from Miles Pointer. Coming in for the Spoofhounds, Carson Hageman, Kyler Skidmore, and Weston Talley. Inbounded up to Loper on the left wing. Over to Mason on the left block. Mason. Over to Redline for three. Too long. Rebounded by Cooper Williams. Williams gets double teamed. Gets it out up to A.J. Mason. Mason goes around his screens. Mason puts up a nice-handed layup. And a travel's called on Mason going up for the shot. And it goes back to the Spoofhounds. Skidmore to inbound it. Matthew Walter with it. On the left side, Walter goes down. Stops, jumps. Tried to find Pointer, stolen away by Mason. Mason, down low to Redline. Redline, and a foul's called against Carson Hageman. And Redline will go to the line for two shots. Redline's first shot is good, making the score 32-25, Smithville. Checking in for the Spoofhounds, number 14, Colby Scadden. Redline's second shot is good, 2-for-2 at the line, 33-25. Matthew Walter and a screen's going to be called. Illegal screen down low by the Warriors. It'll stay Spoofhound basketball off of the foul. Inbound to Matthew Walter. Minute 44 left here in the second. Walter crosses over left. Gets up to Hageman. Hageman moves right. Hageman Little hook shot, no good. It tipped around, rebounded by Mason. Fires it down to Cooper Williams. Williams, Euro step, trying to get a little touch on there, no good. And it'll go back to the Spoofhounds. It'll stay Spoofhound basketball here on the baseline. Hegman to inbound. Hegman up to Dredge. Dredge. And a blocking foul is going to be called up against A.J. Mason. Lots of fouls here in the first half from both these teams. Baseline foul here. It'll be scattered to inbound it for the Hounds. Never mind, it was in the bonus. So Dredge will go to the line for 1-1 here, 33-25. Smithville still leads. Dredge first shot is good. 33-26, Smithville. Dredge's second shot is good. 33-27. Mason bringing the ball down the court for the Warriors. Over to Williams. And a screen, illegal screen down low again, called against the Warriors. It'll go back to the Spoofhounds. Checking back in for the Spoofhounds, Matthew Walter. Hegman to inbound it, over to Dredge. Double teamed quick, and a foul is going to be called against Redline. That'll send Jackson Dredge back to the line for a 1-1. Maryville inching closer at this lead from Smithville. Dredge's first shot is good. Second shot is good from Dredge. Warriors bringing the ball down the court. It's about a minute to play. Ball stolen away by Dredge, and Dredge an easy take to the goal, and he scores it 33-30. Smithville leads it. Fires it down to Williams. Williams moving under a minute to play. Williams going to let some clock drain. Williams goes right. Williams takes it to the goal. Good! And what a score there from Cooper Williams. Walter gets double-teamed on the inbound. Up to Wilms, up to Dredge. Dredge puts up a nice two-point attempt, no good, and rebounded by Billings and a foul on Wilms. Checking in for the Hounds is Tyler Parsons. Inbounded to the Warriors. Up to Redline with 17. A.J. Mason bringing it down on the left side. A.J. Mason at the top of the perimeter. Fires over to Wilson. Out of bounds off of Walter's shoe. Scoreboard issues once again here. 8 seconds on the clock. Inbound, Miles Poynter tips it. Poynter storming down the court. He puts up a shot. And a foul called on the shot, and Miles Poynter will go to the line for two shots. Yeah. 35-31, Warriors lead it here. 3.4 on the clock here in the second quarter. Poynter's first shot is good. 35-32. Her second shot at the line is good. 3.4 on the clock, 35-33. Warriors lead it. Red line to inbound it. With two, with one at the buzzer. No good. And we are going to halftime here. Smithville leads it. 35-33, and a close first half that we have had. What a start for Maryville. We are going to go to halftime once again. 35-33 is your score. We'll be right back with second half coverage here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media App.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. For more information on location, at nvb.com, member FDIC. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil carries a full line of feeds from Purina in Land O'Lakes, along with gates, water tanks, and bulk bins to fit a variety of needs. More information in-store at 101 North Depot or online at consumersoilmaryville.com. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Pitzenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitzenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. And from the Maryville Forum, for over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. And Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911. We're in office at 102 North Buchanan.
And welcome back inside Savannah High School. Currently at halftime, Maryville boys Spoofound basketball team trails 35-33 to the Smithville Warriors. And Coach Matt Stockline has a lot to talk to his boys about. Just before leaving, he was mentioned that he was going to talk to them about working in transition, you know, less sloppy turnovers and, you know, watching the fouls. You know, can't give Smithville too many points here with it being this close and this both these teams so evenly matched up. I feel like Maryville has a lot going for them and going after them. So Smithville and Maryville match up perfectly in this matchup in the consolation and the boys bracket here at the Smithville Invitational. I'm Jackson Phelps. You're listening to Spoofhound basketball coverage here at the 2024 Savannah Invitational. We'll be right back. 3 minutes left here on the clock. We have second half coverage right back here. You're listening to the 2024 Savannah Invitational on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media App.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. For more information on location, at nvb.com, member FDIC. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil carries a full line of feeds from Purina and Lando Lakes, along with gates, water tanks, and bulk bins to fit a variety of needs. More information in-store at 101 North Depot or online at consumersoilmaryville.com. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. And from the Maryville Forum, for over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. And Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
KXCV KRNW, the home of Maryville Spoofhound Athletics.
And welcome back inside Savannah High School, getting ready for the second half to begin. Both teams coming out of the timeout. We have about 30 seconds left on the clock before it starts. Maryville trails 35-33 currently. Both teams getting ready. Clock winding down again. I'm Jackson Phelps. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media App for this year's coverage of the Savannah Invitational. Here we are in the boys bracket consolation game between Maryville and Smithville. Where Smithville currently leads 35-33. Five on the clock. Buzzer sounds. Both teams coming out of the timeouts, getting ready to start second half. Both teams super close here in this game. A lot like how it looked like in the girls earlier today, but we will see who wants to come out on top. Thank you. Both coaches coming out, talking to the refs, getting ready to start here. Inbound coming in, and the Warriors will start the second half. A.J. Mason tipped around by Walter, and Walter can't get it, but a good defensive approach there by Matthew Walter. Smithfield inbound the ball again. Up to Mason. Mason storming down the court, passes it down. Cannot finish at the rim. Rebounded by Dredge, and a foul is called on Mason. Never mind. Foul called on Dredge, and it'll stay with the Warriors. Mason to inbound the ball to Billings. Fires over to Turner. Mason's going to put up a three in the left block. No good. Rebounded there by Larson. Larson up to Turner. Back to Mason at the top of the key. Started out, back out for the Warriors. Mason goes right. Goes over to the baseline, guarded by Walter. Dips it down low and scored by Tanner Billings down low, and the Warriors get the second half kicked off in the scoring rain. 37-33, Warriors lead it. Walter, ball tipped around. Brought in by Walter. Dredge, ball swatted away and off the hands of Billings. It'll stay with the Spoofhounds. Walter inbound the ball for the Hounds. Walter up to Dredge on the left block. Dredge, Fiertaler, jabs right. Over to Walter. Back up to Dredge. Dredge plays along the baseline on the left side. Stops, turns. Over to Freeman. Freeman, one more pass to Fiertaler for three. Ball bounces around. Rebounded Pointer. Pointer up to Fiertaler. Walter fakes the three, goes inside. Puts a nice left-handed approach, and he gets it to go. Matthew Walter for two. 37-35. Only a two-point lead for Smithville. A.J. Mason up to Billings. Back up to Blomkirk. Down low is Larson. Larson backing down on Dredge. Up to Turner for three. Braden Turner, no good. Rebounded Miles Pointer. Fires it up to Matthew Walter, bringing it up on the left. Walter goes left with it. Ends it around to Freeman. Freeman over to Pointer, over to Dredge. Viertaler gets a shoulder in. Finds Dredge in the corner for three, and he hits it. Jackson Dredge answers right back, and Maryville has the lead, 38-37, to open up the third. Larson with it for the Warriors. Finds Turner cutting. Mason saves it right to Freeman, and here come the Spoofhounds. Off the three, Viertaler down low, finds a cutting Dredge for two! And Jackson Dredge back-to-back baskets for the Spoofhounds. They lead it 40-37. A little bit of a run here from Maryville. Smithville, A.J. Mason bringing it. Foul called on Walter, trying to get the ball out of Mason. It'll be Warrior basketball, 5:30 to go. Mason with the ball along the perimeter. Three-point shot, no good. Rebound to Billings. Billings puts up a left-hand shot, goes for Tanner Billings. Gets the rebound, puts it in with the left. 40-39. Ball thrown over to Dredge on the perimeter. He's going to go left with it on Mason. Walter at the top of the key, being guarded tightly by Cooper Williams. Walter stops, over to Viertaler. Viertaler fakes the three, goes right. Over to Walter. Walter on the left wing. Walter spins along the baseline. Walter, a lot of contact down low. Dredge, Euro steps into the lane, won't go. Rebounded by A.J. Mason. Mason crosses over. Right-hand approach, no good, and Viertaler's going to get called for the shooting foul, and Mason will go to the line for two shots for the Warriors. First shot is no good. Second shot, no good. Rebounded by Freeman. Foul picked up on Smith. It'll stay with Maryville. Inbounded up to Walter. Walter goes left with it. Colson Freeman over to Viertaler on the left. Viertaler goes along the baseline. Over to Walter, over to Dredge. Dredge down low. Dredge puts up a left-hand shot, rolls out around, no good. Rebounded by Dredge, he gets it into himself. And a foul called against Billings. It'll stay Spoofound basketball, 4:15 here in the third. 1-point ball game. Maryville 40. Smithville 39. Viertaler goes inside with it. No good, but a foul on Lucas Viertaler. It's going to be called for the charge. Going back to the Warriors. They only trail one. A.J. Mason with it. He goes left, crosses over back to the right. Mason playing around with Dredge. Goes down inside, blocked away by Dredge. But a foul called. Instead, looks like he got more than just the ball, and that'll send A.J. Mason to the line for two shots. A.J. Mason's first shot, no good. A.J. Mason's second shot is good. Dredge bringing it down the court. Matthew Walter playing around there with them too. Dredge with it. Goes left. Over to Allen. Allen over to Walter. Walter gets a screen from Allen. Walter puts up a nice floater attempt, and it goes for Matthew Walter. 42-40. Ball down low. Allen's going to get called for the foul. That'll send Lawson Mass to the line for two shots. And free throws heavy here in this game so far to start. 3:30 here in the third. Maryville leads 42-40 against Smithville. First shot is good from Mast. He tied. It'll be 42-41. Second shot is good for Mast. He goes 2 for 2 at the line. Over to Freeman on the left wing. Freeman down low, stops. Over to Hageman. Can't figure out who to get it to. And it's stolen away by Turner. Hageman trying to get his hand on it. Mass still tipped around. And it's brought in by Maryville. Dredge down low. And it's going to go out of bounds off of Maryville. And it'll go back to the Warriors. 3:12 to play here in the third. Mason with it on the left block. Three-pointer from Blomker is good. But a foul called against Smithville before the shot, so it'll go back to the Spoofhounds. Walter with it. Spins on Williams. Walter gets trapped over to Dredge. Dredge. Scanning on the left wing. Over to Walter along the perimeter. Walter gets double-teamed quickly. Ball tipped around. Freeman brings it in. Up to Walter. Walter in the right wing for three. Just short, but rebounded by Dredge. Too much, and rebounded by Mason. Mason on the right block. Over to Williams. Back over to Turner for three. It goes off the glass. Braden Turner for three. And with 2:20 to play, Smithville has a two-point lead. Matthew Walter on the left block. He's going to move right. Back to Dredge on the left wing. Guarded tightly by Blomker. Dredge throws the ball away, but it'll be brought back in by Scadden, but it'll be a backcourt violation. 2:03 to play in the third. 44-42, Smithville. Ball inbounded up to Mason. Mason, guarded tightly by Hageman. Spins, fires it over, stolen away by Poynter. Poynter down the court. A lot of contact down low, but stolen away by Blomker. Foul called against Smithville. It'll stay Maryville basketball with 1:42 to play here in the third. Inbounded to Walter. Walter, ball tipped around and a foul called against Smithville once again. Who found basketball along the baseline. They trail three. Hageman to inbound it. Brought in by Viertaler. Viertaler goes down low. A lot of contact in, and Viertaler scores it. 44-45. Smithville leads. Minute 20. Mason with the ball on the right. Back over to Loper. Back to Williams on the left. Williams throws it away, and it'll go back to Maryville. Checking in back for the Spoofhounds, Jackson Dredge. Ball inbound for Hageman. Walter bringing it up the court. Minute 10 to play here in the third. Maryville down one. Gets a screen from Freeman on the left. Walter keeps going left. Dredge fakes the three. Moves down in. Viertaler on the top of the key. Viertaler moves in. Swatted down. Gets his own rebound, and Viertaler scores it. Barataller gives the Spoofhounds a 46-45 lead. A.J. Mason over to Redline. Over to Loper. Loper jumps, stops. Travel called, and it'll go back to the Spoofhounds. Timeout called here by Smithville. 46-45 with 43.5 left here in the third quarter. We're going to take a quick break with them. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media app and the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Support for the Spoofhounds on KXCV KRNW is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East First in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Back inside Savannah High School, Matthew Walter with the ball for the Spoofhounds. They're up one. Walter goes to the goal, and Walter gets fouled. He'll go to the line for two shots. 34 seconds exact here in the third quarter. Walter's first shot is good. Spoofhounds 2-point lead. Walter's second shot, no good, rims out. Rebounded by the Warriors. Time running down here in the third quarter. Blomker with it. Over to Larson on the left. Larson. Still with it. Larson up to Blomker. Larson with 15. Down to Loper. No good, rebounded by Freeman, and he has 8. Freeman up to Hageman with 3. Hageman spins around. Viertaler at the buzzer. No good. And at the end of the third quarter, Maryville leads it 47-45. But we'll take a quick break with them. But don't go anywhere. We have an exciting game finish here. Super close one here. The consolation game. Maryville leads it 47-45. You're listening to Boys Spoofhound Basketball coverage here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
And back inside Savannah High School for the fourth quarter here against the boys Spoofhound basketball team taking on the Smithville Warriors. 47-45. Smithville, my apologies, Maryville leads it. Maryville leads it 47-45. Viertaler with it. Ball swatted away. Viertaler gets it right back. Viertaler finds Matthew Pointer. Over to Matthew Walter for three. No good. Ball tipped around. Brought in by Viertaler. Viertaler back over to Walter. Walter spins. Over to Dredge. Over to Viertaler. Back to Pointer. Miles Pointer moving. Walter at the right block. Walter spins. Spins again on Mason. Over to Dredge. Dredge puts up a three. Yes! From Jackson Dredge with the triple to start out the fourth quarter in a 50-45 Maryville lead. Exactly what you want from Matt Stockline and Spoofhounds here to start out that fourth quarter. Down low. Mast puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Viertaler. Viertaler bringing it up. Over to Walter. Walter spins on the baseline. Viertaler's going to put up a three. No good. Rebounded by A.J. Mason. Out of bounds off of Freeman. It'll stay with the Warriors. A.J. Mason with the ball, bringing it past half court. Spit crossover left. And a charging foul called on Mason. It'll go back to the Spoofhounds. Walter with the ball for the Hounds. Walter, Euro steps down to the lane. No foul called. It'll be out of bounds off of A.J. Mason. It'll stay with the Spoofhounds. Walter to inbound for the Hounds. Down low to Pointer. Pointer an easy two off the inbound. 52-45. Great start from the Spoofhounds here in the fourth. A.J. Mason over to Mast, over to Turner on the left block, to Billings. Billings up to Mason at the top. Over to Billings. Billings puts up a three, tipped, brought in by Viertaler. Up to Jackson Dredge. Spoofhounds lead seven. Viertaler crosses over, trying to get something started. Up to Walter on the left block. Over to Dredge on the left wing, plays along the baseline. Dredge spins, trying to find someone open. Dredge throws it right to Braden Turner. And it'll go right back to the Spoofhounds off the out-of-bounds touch by Braden Turner. .603 to play here in the fourth. Maryville leads it 52-45 on Smithville. Matthew Walter goes down the court. Puts up a nice two-point attempt. Just rims out and rebounded by Blomker. And here come the Warriors down. A.J. Mason crosses over. He's going to cross over right. Spins. Puts up a nice right-handed touch. No good. Ball tipped around. Mason gets his own rebound. No good. Ball still tipped around. Rebounded by Turner. Turner puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Jackson Dredge. Walter with the ball. Fires it over to Pointer. Pointer over to Viertaler on the right block. Up to Dredge. Over to Walter. Back to Viertaler. Viertaler shaking bakes. Walter over to Pointer on the left block. Pointer goes left. Hop steps. Puts up a nice two-point attempt. No good. Just off the left of the backboard. And it'll go back to A.J. Mason and the Warriors. 5 minutes to play in the fourth. Fires it over to Mast. Mast on the right wing. Double dribble goes back to the Spoofhounds. Timeout called here with 5:05 to play. Maryville leads it 52-45. We'll be right back with the end of the fourth quarter coverage here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Welcome back inside Savannah High School for the coverage of the 2024 Savannah Invitational. I'm Jackson Phelps, bringing you coverage for both the Spoofound games. Earlier today, the girls' team got the job done against Lincoln Prep, and here in this game, we got a close one in the fourth with 5:05 to play. Maryville leads it 52-45 against Smithville. Walter with the ball for the Hounds. They come to the ball. A nice two-person attack from the Warriors. And a jump ball is going to be called. Mason got a hand on the ball. It'll go back to the Warriors. A.J. Mason with it. Over to Blomker. Blomker. Over to Mast. Mast picks his ball up. Mason down low. Puts up a right-handed shot, and it goes in for A.J. Mason. Jackson Dredge down low to Pointer. Pointer, and he gets fouled, and Pointer will go to the line for two shots. 52-47. Pointer's first shot at the line is good. Pointer's second shot is good at the line, making the score 54-47. A.J. Mason with it. It's going to go right. On Walter, back to the left. Crossover left, Mason spins over to Williams. Williams hits up a two-foot jumper. No good, brought in by Viertaler. Up to Walter. Walter, up to Dredge. Dredge, lots of contact down low, blocked by Mason. Walter for three, no good. Ball tipped around, but brought in by Redline and the Warriors. Under 4 minutes to play here in the fourth. 54-47, Redline with the ball. Spins. And a timeout called by the Warriors. 3:57 to play here in the fourth. Score is 54-47. We'll be right back with more coverage here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Spoofhounds on KXCV KRNW is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Welcome back inside Savannah High School. As coming out of the timeout, it'll be Warrior basketball on the baseline. It'll be Williams to inbound, and Maryville leads it 54-47. 3:57 to play here in the fourth. Down low to Billings, and a foul will be called, and he'll go to the line for two shots. First shot at the line is good from Billings, 54-48. Billings' second shot is good, 2 for 2 at the line. 54-49 the score now. Maryville leads it. Viertaler inbounds the ball up to Walter. Double team trap coming in. Up to Pointer. And a jump ball called. And bound up to Matthew Walter. Walter trying to get it down up to Viertaler, down to Pointer. Pointer for two, and a foul called. He'll go to the line for two shots. Substitutions coming in for both teams. Pointer, another trip to the line for a pair. First shot is good. 55-49, Maryville. Pointer's second shot is good. A.J. Mason bringing it up to the court for the Warriors. Mason goes right with it. Stomps over to Mass for three. Mass no good. Rebounded, tipped around and brought in by Mason. No good. Rebounded by Viritaler. Up to Walter. Crosses over left. Foul called on Turner. On the baseline, it'll be a bonus foul, actually. It'll send Walter to the line for 1-1. First shot, no good. Second shot is good from Walter. 57-49. A.J. Mason with the ball for the Warriors. Over to Blomker. Blomker on the right wing being guarded tightly by Freeman. Finds Mason. Mason picks the three. Steps back. Puts up a two. No good. Rebounded. And a foul called on Mason. And that'll send Walter to the line for 1-1. It looks like A.J. Mason's going to foul out of this game with five fouls. 3:14 to play here, 57-49 here in the fourth. Matthew Walter back at the line for 1-1. Walter's first shot, no good, just off the front iron. Walter's second shot at the line. No good as well. Colson Freeman's going to get called for the push. Smithville basketball off the inbound. Up to Turner. Up to Blomker. Over to Redline on the left block. Back over to Turner. Up top. Shot by Mass, no good. Rebounded by Walter. Brings it up to Dredge. Back up to Walter. Up to Viertaler. Up to Walter, back over to Freeman. Freeman fakes the three down low to Pointer. Pointer puts up the two and it goes! 59-49. Maryville leads it here with 2:40 left to play. Turner backs down on Viertaler. On the right block, up to Most. Most fires it over to Williams in the left wing. Williams moves left, puts up a nice floater. No good. Rebounded, tipped around, and brought in by Jackson Dredge. Dredge got to find somewhere to throw it out. Up to Walter. Walter. And a timeout called by Matt Stackline to try and stop the five-second call, bringing it past half court. We're going to take a quick one with him. You're listening to Spoofhound basketball coverage here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app.
This Spoofhound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com.
Support for today's game comes from HLC Insurance. The annual election period for Medicare beneficiaries is now open through December 7th. Agent Caleb Wells can offer guidance and answer questions for customers exploring Medicare, Medicare Advantage, supplements, or prescription drug plans.
Additional information is at hlcinsurance.com.
And welcome back inside Savannah High School. Maryville boys basketball coverage here on the Bearcat Radio Network. It'll be Spoof Hound basketball here. Beertaler to inbound it for the Hounds. Beertaler inbounds it up to Dredge. 2:15 to play in the fourth. And a foul's going to be called here on Redline. And that'll send Dredge to the line for 1-1. 59-49, 10-point lead for the Hounds. Smithfield getting into foul trouble, sending the Hounds to the line. That's been what's been shooting him in the foot here to kind of get back into this game late in the fourth. Dredge first shot at the line is no good, just rims out. Dredge's second shot is good, 60-49, the lead here for Maryville. 2:14 to play here. Braden Turner bringing it up the court. Turner goes right, gets a lane. He's got Redline. Redline, a little floater. No good. Rebounded by Freeman. And Dredge with it. Under 2 minutes to play. 60-49, Maryville leads. Walter with it. Walter's got an open lane. He's going to take it down. Throws it to Loper. Williams finds a cutting Most, and he can't save it. It'll go out of bounds, and it'll go back to Maryville. Walter with the ball for the Hounds. 1:45 left in this game. 60-49, 11-point lead built up by Maryville. They were down starting up the first half, and they've made their way back as Walter moves inside. Brings it back. Walter up to Dredge. Dredge gets a screen from Walter. He's going to go left on the baseline. Dredge up to Viertaler. Viertaler moves down low up to Walter. They're going to drain as much as this clock as they can here. Stockline looking for a conservative offense. Over to Pointer on the left block. Viertaler at the top. Over to Freeman. 1:15 to play. Over to Dredge. Dredge moves inside. A lot of contact. No good. Rebounded by Redline. Redline with it. Three-pointer by Smithville. Just rims out. Tipped around. Brought in and scored. That's number 3, Ethan Wilson, and a timeout called right away by Smithville. 54.7 seconds left here on the clock, 60-51 here in the fourth. You're listening to Boys Spoof Hound basketball coverage here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Northwest Technical School, offering a variety of adult education courses this fall, ranging from sign language and dog training to health and well-being, painting classes, and also computer operations and CPR classes. The full fall catalog is online at nts.maryville.k12.mo.us.
Today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. Located in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides new laptops, computer repair, printers, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business.
Welcome back inside Savannah High School. Both teams coming out of the timeout. Under a minute to play, 54.7 seconds left. Maryville leads 60-51 here in the fourth, and it'll be Maryville basketball. Again, I'm Jackson Phelps. You're tuned in to 2024 Savannah Invitational coverage here on the boys bracket side in the consolation game between Maryville and Smithville. Inbounded to Viertaler. They're going to let that clock run. Matthew Walter stops over to Dredge. Back over to Walter. Smithville thinking about when to foul, and they are going to foul Walter with 43.5 seconds. It'll go to the line for 1-1. First shot at the line, good from Walter. Making it a 10-point lead, 61-51 with 43.5. Walter, no good. But rebounded by Pointer. Pointer puts up a shot, no good! And rebounded by Smithville. Williams with it. Foul on Viertaler. Got to send Williams. It'll be a baseline. Spoofhounds still have not gotten enough fouls yet to put Smithville in the bonus. 35.5. 10-point lead for Maryville. Going to be tough for Smithville to try and combat that. Fires over to Williams. He's going to go left. Stopped by Walter. Over to Redline. Redline for three. Just rims out. Ball tipped around. Pointer got it. Up to Dredge. Dredge with the ball up to Viritalo. Stolen away. Up to Williams. Williams draws the foul, and he'll go to the line for two shots. 16.8 left here on the clock. 61-51, most likely a Maryville win here. They'll come out of Savannah 2-1 if they can get some defensive stops here. 10-point lead built up for the Spoofhounds. First shot is good, 61-52. Second shot, no good. Rebound to Viritalo. And Viritalo is going to be fouled with 11.9 seconds left. That'll send Viritalo to the line for 1-1. First shot is good from Lucas Viritalo. Second shot off the back iron. And a push from Colson Freeman. And that'll put Smithville into the line for 1-1. Shot is good, 62-53. Second shot is good from Smithville. 11.2 on the clock here. Maryville just trying to drain as much clock as they can. Fires it up to Dredge. Dredge up to Pointer. Down low to Freeman. Freeman is good for two. And with the running clock, that'll do it. And Maryville comes out of Smithville 2-1. They win 64-54 here in the Savannah Tournament Consolation Game versus the Smithville Warriors. What a great win by the Spoofhounds and a great overall offensive and defensive performance. Down early in the first half, came all the way back to win this game 64-54. Well, from Savannah High School, I've been Jackson Phelps. I'll be right back for a little post-game segment, but you've been listening to the Savannah Invitational in Spoofhound basketball coverage here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for KXCVKRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. And from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the forums serve the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Nottoway Valley Bank, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. And from Pitzenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitzenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
Today's game is being underwritten by State Farm Insurance agent Carrie Myers, serving customers for nearly 30 years through life, auto and homeowners insurance, and financial services. More information in office at the corner of Lincoln and Main in Maryville, or via call or text at 660-562-3882. and from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Millen Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com. And Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville, and online at mwdata.net.